You don't drop everything to go get a colonoscopy. But after a decade of waiting, 63-year-old Richard Call of Manchester knew he couldn't keep putting it off.
Something you got to do, you're supposed to do. There was a little bit of history in my family, so I was encouraged to do it.
But Call doesn't have insurance, and the price tag, actually the lack of a price tag, kept getting in the way.
Shopping around, and everybody I asked, whether it was a doctor or an institution like a hospital, they just looked at me like I was crazy.
Call is his own boss, a property manager. He prices out building materials, paint, lumber, all before purchasing. He couldn't understand why a colonoscopy didn't work the same way. Then earlier this year, he saw an advertisement in the Sunday paper. $2,000 paid up front at Elliott Hospital.
It was real easy. Just went in there, they put me to sleep and woke me up and said goodbye.
Call should be happy. He got a clean bill of health and a good price. The Elliott is now offering colonoscopies along with hernia repair or knee arthroscopy for one all-inclusive fee. It calls them care bundles.
Understandably, everyone in America is frustrated by the lack of transparency in health care.
Dr. Rick Phelps is president of Elliott Hospital. He says the initiative is a way to inform patients.
That frustration has been exacerbated with all of the high deductible health plans that are out there. So now we've created consumerism. The problem is we haven't armed the consumer with access to the information that they need to make smart decisions.
Transparency isn't widespread in healthcare, but it isn't exactly new to New Hampshire. In 2007, the state insurance department launched nhhealthcost.org, a little marketed website that lists the prices of about 40 common procedures at hospitals around the state. In its infancy, the project offered something of a laboratory for how transparency could impact the cost of care.
It does lead to a lot of follow-up questions, and one of them is whether or not the market would respond.
Tyler Brannon with the state's insurance department says researchers tracked the data to see if hospital prices reacted to the sunshine. That is, would some of the market variability be smoothed out by more transparency? Would hospitals that charge more for that colonoscopy be forced to lower their prices? The results in the end suggested otherwise.
We did not see essentially the market responding.
Brannon says what is changing has more to do with how insurance companies design plans. Many now offer incentives, including reduced copays, if you use a preferred medical provider, one with lower prices but good quality. And some large employers are following a similar track. Walmart, Lowe's, and PepsiCo have struck deals with hospitals around the country, including the Mayo Clinic, where an employee surgery can be performed with a fixed, known cost to the company. Elliott Hospital hopes to launch similar relationships through its care bundles. But for now, only the uninsured can get the set price procedures, says Dr. Phelps.
In our disclaimer on our ad, the first word is regrettably, and I want to emphasize that. We truly regret at this moment that we don't have the capacity to offer these care bundles to all employers, to all patients, to all insurers.
The barriers include the complicated web of contracts that bind hospitals, doctors, and insurers, a system not easy to change. Phelps also says there are IT challenges to making the bundles work, but with ever-rising deductibles, even insured patients are pressuring the industry to put a clear price on their care. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.